This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ar-riya, doing things to please others when it should be only done for Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this and allow the Qur'an to be the vehicle that purifies us, gives us the tazkiyah of this internally as we proceed in our worldly experiences. Allahumma ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns in Surah An-Nisa of those who stand in front of Him in prayer, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They stand before God in prayer, doing so that they can be witnessed and seen by others, counted by others as having fulfilled the prayer, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ, but they are very seldom, limited, unable to truly remember Allah from the depth of their heart and in the actuality of their practice, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, except seldom and in small, minuscule amount. One of the great telltale signs of an individual to worry about in their own presence before God, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is this hypocrisy of the self. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati." Of the things that I fear most of and for my nation, my Muslim ummah, al-shirk al-khafi, is that they commit and fall prey to minor or hidden shirk. And they said, "O Messenger of Allah, how can somebody perform shirk in a hidden capacity?" He said, "An yaqum ar-rajul fayuzayyin salatahu lima yara min nadhar al-mar'i ilayh." It's that a person will stand in prayer before God, but will beautify their salah, will invest themselves more in it on account of them witnessing or seeing or noticing that somebody is observing them. So they want to look more penitent, more conscious, more humble, and have greater humility in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for Allah, but because other people are weighing out and valuing their relationship in that sense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and I of seeking the eyes of others rather than the witness of Allah for our deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that Allah does not look into the shapes of our bodies, the movements, the color of our skin, unless He first looks into the depth of our heart and the deeds that follow from it. And therefore, the counterbalance of riya is that we increase our measures of ikhlas and sincerity and sidq, truthfulness in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'un, one of the powerful chapters in the Quran, where Allah begins first by speaking about those who restrict food and drink from others as being one of the reasons why when they will stand before Allah, because their heart was not insincere in the service of others, was not caring for others, one of the things that is deprived from it is that when they stand before Allah, they are unsettled. يُرَاءُونَ, that they are from those who seek to fulfill the prayer, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. And a byproduct of that, tied with that, is that they are not fulfilling to the needs of those who are hungry. And therefore, one of the ways that you can increase your awareness of Allah is to be more generous with our wealth. The more you give and the more you trust, Allah will return to you. That which you spend in care upon others is another way of you translating to your heart that I stand before Allah because I seek Him. He is the only provider, and with Him is my security and my assistance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that which leads us away from Him and seeking and craving the celebration of the eyes of others in the acts that should only be acknowledged and seeking the power that we seek with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma ameen.